Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcast, your weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting week 17 of the 2024 NFL season. As the season is winding down, it's becoming more apparent who's going to make the playoffs and who's not. Some teams have already clinched the playoffs. Those would be the Bills and the Chiefs and the Texans clinching their divisions. The Ravens and the Steelers clinched wild card at least. In the NFC, the Eagles, Lions, Vikings, Packers, and that's it, have clinched wildcard berths. And what we're seeing who's likely to win the division. The Eagles are likely going to win the division. They theoretically can end up worse than the Commanders, but it's not going to happen. The Eagles are going to win their division. And the Rams are likely to win their division. And Lions are likely to win their division as well. So we're looking at the games. So Chargers-Patriots. The Patriots suck. The Chargers are going to win this quite easily. And the Patriots are 3-12. The Chargers are 9-6. It doesn't seem like they have great odds. Actually, it seems like they've got fine odds to make the playoffs. Because the AFC sucks this year. I think the Chargers are going to win 35-6. And they'll be one step closer to making the playoffs. And if you haven't already, I suggest you check out the NFL's playoff picture. It shows the percentages of teams making the playoffs. If win, if loss, current. It's great. All right, Broncos, Bengals. I think just Joe Burrow isn't going to be beat here. I mean, the Bengals are all but eliminated, but I think that Joe Burrow is going to put up a pretty good performance. So, it's going to be a pretty close game, like 28-27 at Bengals. All right, Rams-Cardinals. If the Rams win this, then they can have tiebreakers, some strength this season tiebreakers. I'm a Rams fan, by the way. If they don't get those tiebreakers and they beat the Seahawks, then they'll win the division, and that's super likely. The Cardinals have hit their mid-season claps. They are now 7-8, and the Rams are on an absolute tear right now. The Rams have been doing pretty great. They beat the Bills, Jets, 49ers. So, since their loss to the Eagles, which was predictable, but they did put up 20 points, they beat the Saints, Bills, 49ers and Jets, and I think they're going to continue that to the Cardinals. The Cardinals have not been a great team this year. They started out promising, but they're the Cardinals. They always collapse in the middle of the season. They beat the Rams first time, and the Rams beat them second time. This is how this happens. And the Rams are going to win this. It's going to be a closer game than it should be, but the Rams are eventually going to win this game. Two Kyren Williams touchdowns and a Stafford touchdown. And a Stafford interception, of course. The Rams are going to win. Probably like 24-17. Cowboys-Eagles. Oh, the Cowboys are cooked. Cowboys have come back a little bit from a disappointing start, but they're not going to make the playoffs. The Eagles are just going to dominate them 38-14. Panthers versus Bucks. The Panthers just basically eliminated the Cardinals from the playoffs last week. But the Bucks are gunning for the top in the division spot. So I think they're going to win this. I don't think it's going to be particularly close. I think they'll just crush the Panthers about probably like 27-3. Bills-Jets. So the Bills are a good team. The Jets are not. This is going to be pretty simple. The Bills are going to score 49 points, and the Jets are going to score 6 points. And Josh Allen is going to score 6 touchdowns combined. Colts, Giants. Neither team here is really good, but I mean, the Colts are just the better team. They're going to win this. Probably 20 to 17. Raiders, Saints. The Raiders and the Saints have been having some absolutely awful seasons. But I think the Saints are going to come out on top. The Raiders only have 3 wins. The Saints are going to win probably like 10-3 in a pretty bad game. Titans, Jaguars. Both teams are terrible. And I don't know. I think the Titans are just the team that's going to win this. So I think they're pretty close teams, and it's just they're close teams having some really bad seasons that no one predicted. I mean, nothing has been going right for them lately, but and they've passed up on so many quarterbacks. They started with Will Levis, now they're on to Mason Rudolph. Tony Pollard is questionable for this game. They have some good receivers. I think their receivers and their running back thing is going to pull them out to win this game, like 13-10. Dolphins versus Browns. I mean, it's just the Browns have no chance of winning this. The Dolphins are going to win this quite easily. And interesting stat, Tyreek Hill has had more kids than touchdowns this year. Anyway, the Dolphins are going to win, I think, like 23-7. All right, Packers-Vikings. This is going to be a really, really good game. And I think it's going to be really close, but I think the Vikings are going to pull it off. They had an insane win last week against the Seahawks, where the kick was just short. Would have doinked anyway, but they ended up pulling out the win. The Packers are a really good team. They are going to make the playoffs, but really it's going to be, I think, the Vikings that do this. It's going to be an amazing game. Ending, I think, reasonably 27-24 for the Vikings. Falcons, Commanders. The Falcons are absolutely cooked here. They're going to drop to 8-8. The Commanders are just the better team, and I think they could secure a playoff spot with a win here. And they will. The Commanders are going to win. I think, like, like, not close. Probably, like, 31-13. Lions, 49ers. 49ers are eliminated. They've had a really bad year this year. And, I mean, the Lions have just been having the best year they possibly could have. And they're doing really well. 13 wins should be 12. But 13 wins, and they're poised to be on top of their division. And this could be revenge against the 49ers for them blowing a playoff game, the NFC Championship. And typical Kyle Shanahan won in the very typical Kyle Shanahan fashion of he's losing, and then magically pulls out a win. Because otherwise, if he's winning, he's going to magically find a way to lose. But yeah, the 49ers are not a very good opponent this year, and Lions are just going to crush them. The bottom has fallen out of the 49ers' defense. The Lions are going to win so easily, like 34-16. Anyway, that does it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Panel Silent Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.